Hi!
Hello everyone, so today we are gathered here to present to you our favorite movie speeches, to conclude our three high school years. So, Scribe, is that a good or bad situation?
Well, you know, I don't think there's good or bad situation. If I had to sum up my life today with you, I'd say it's primarily encounters. People reached out to me, perhaps at a time when I couldn't, when I was alone at home. And it's quite curious to think that chances, encounters, shape a destiny. Because when you have a taste for something, when you have a taste for something well done, for a beautiful gesture, sometimes you don't find the right person to talk to, the mirror that helps you go forward.
So now, we don't read and write poetry because it's cute. We read and write poetry because we are a member of the human race. And the human race is filled with passion. Medicine, law, business, engineering, these are noble pursuits and necessary to sustain life. But poetry, beauty, romance, love, these are what we stay alive for. The quote from Whitman, "Oh me, oh life," of course the question of this recurring, of the endless trains of the faceless, of cities filled with the foolish. What could I mean these, "Oh me, oh life"? Answer, that you are here, that life exists in identity, that the powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse. But what will your verse be?
And now I would like to say, because it's our last days of school, that it's easy to feel hopeful on a beautiful day like today, but there will be dark days ahead of us too, and there'll be days where you feel all alone, and that's when hope is needed most. So keep it alive. And no matter how buried it gets or lost you feel, you must promise me that we'll hold on to hope and keep it alive. We have to be greater than what we suffer. My wish for you is to become hope. People need that. And I say today of all days to remind us that time is luck. So don't waste it living someone else's life. Make yours count for something. Fight for what matters to you, no matter what. Because even if you fall short, what better way is there to live?
Before this day is even over, I already feel nostalgic about high school. So I want to share an extract from one of my favorite books and movie that says exactly what I feel right now. I know there are people who say all these things don't happen. And there are people who forget what it's like to be 16 when they turn 17. And now, this will all be story someday, and our pictures will become old photographs, and we will all become somebody's mom or dad. But right now, these moments are not stories. This is happening.